The U.S. government is launching an attack on our right and ability to self-custody digital assets like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies by way of lawsuits the Department of Justice have filed against Tornado Cash and, more recently, Samurai Wallet. These may be the most important lawsuits for the future of the crypto industry in the United States and rights of U.S. citizens. Why? Well, let's break it down, starting with, what is Tornado Cash? Tornado Cash is basically a program that runs on the Ethereum network that was designed to make cryptocurrency transactions private by allowing people to deposit several types of cryptocurrencies into a shared pool, mixing them all up to break direct connections between senders and receivers to essentially obscure the trail back to the original source of the funds. And same with Samurai Wallet, a Bitcoin wallet that offers similar mixing services. So sure, we can see how the US government wouldn't exactly be fans of something like this, hence the lawsuits. And obviously this type of use case makes them easy targets. The interesting thing about the lawsuits in the United States is that results can lead to the creation of new laws without having to go through the whole process of Congress proposing and passing bills. So with all of this in mind, let's dive into the factors that make this lawsuit particularly potentially dangerous to the crypto space in the US and more. Hello, I'm CryptoCasey, and in this video, we are going to explore the most egregious attack on Bitcoin in the United States to date, other bearish news affecting the crypto space, and what we can do as crypto investors to protect ourselves, our property, our privacy, our freedom at large. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Morales Money, iTrust Capital, and Tandem Wallet. Knowing to buy, sell, and hold crypto with the Moneyline tool we've been using for several months now to monitor bullish and bearish trends in the market, as well as find altcoin gems before they pump with Morales Money. Buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrencies as well as silver and gold tax-free with your own IRA or individual retirement account, or roll over your current 401k with iTrust Capital and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tandem Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now, and it's extremely affordable. So scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. The US government doesn't like crypto mixing services, so they're going after them. And even if we don't and haven't used crypto mixing services, the reason we need to be concerned as crypto investors is because of the way the Department of Justice is approaching the cases. So let's think about different tools and services people can use to send money to and from each other, like banks, checks, credit cards, PayPal, Venmo, physically handing over cash. We can put cash in an envelope or parcel and mail it. And now, of course, we have blockchain-based technology with cryptocurrencies. Now let's consider how any tool or service, like the internet, technology, a knife, money, etc., can be used for good or for bad. With that in mind, do you think the creators of the internet, technology products and services, knives, or money should be responsible for what another person does with their creation? Let me know what you think in the comments below. And let's also consider the fact that in the United States, we have rights to privacy, so people should be able to transfer money to another person in a way that people can't track. We also have rights to free speech, and for more than two decades now, courts have embraced the rule that computer code is speech within the meaning of the First Amendment. Therefore, we have the right to create code. Keeping all this in mind, in these legal cases, matters of US citizens having the right to transact privately or create code aren't the main issues the DOJ is focused on. The DOJ is focused on what privacy service providers are doing and how they're doing it, specifically related to the transmission of money or value. See, the coders behind the creation of Tornado Cash, an open source, decentralized blockchain-based application, are arguing in their defense that they didn't have much control over the app, who could access the app, and what people were using the app for. So to combat this notion, the Department of Justice went down a rabbit hole that will now open a whole new crazy can of worms that could be detrimental to the crypto industry in the US, as well as infringe on a lot of citizens' rights, freedoms, and liberties at large. And since a lot of other countries base their regulatory decisions off of what the US ultimately adopts and implements, many of us around the world could also be affected and are at risk. Check it out. Referencing a section of the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network guidelines, the DOJ is arguing that the guide doesn't address the idea of control in the money transmitting business, suggesting that it doesn't matter if Tornado Cash had control of the money or value. Because at the end of the day, the app allows people to transfer money or value. Therefore, it is a money transmitter. And money transmitters are subject to a whole litany of things like registration, reporting, regulations, compliance, etc. So basically, the main issue will boil down to what is a money transmitter. More specifically, whether or not Tornado Cash is a money transmitter. And if Tornado Cash is deemed a money transmitter, then that would be very bad for us. Here's why. If a system of smart contracts that transfers value qualifies as a money transmitter, it could mean that other decentralized autonomous entities could qualify as money transmitters, which then bleeds into what services would be required to implement KYC or Know Your Customer and AML or money laundering rules. And this could spill over into everything in crypto, most egregiously self-custody wallets, the only way we are able to completely own and control our digital assets, like Tangent Wallet, which if you haven't yet, it literally takes just a minute or so to set up, super user-friendly for beginners, simplifies the overall Web3 experience for more advanced investors. They've had zero wallet hacks over the million in the market since inception in 2017. And using the link below, you can get it at a discount. It's now or never when it comes to take advantage of the ability to self-custody our crypto, because multiple government entities are now working in tandem to try and take away these freedoms. I mean, just this week, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, issued this public service announcement alert on cryptocurrency money services businesses. The FBI warns Americans against using cryptocurrency money transmitting services that are not registered as money services businesses, according to United States federal law, and do not adhere to anti-money laundering requirements. A few simple steps can prevent unintentional use of non-compliant services. For example, avoid cryptocurrency money transmitting services that do not collect Know Your Customer, KYC, information from customers when required. Crazy. At the end of the day, their ultimate aim and goal is to control us, keep us dumb, divided, distracted, poor, compliant. They don't want people to have the ability to exit the US dollar, their system of control. They don't want us to be wealthy. They don't want us to use new financial technology they have no control over. So let's take a closer look at what the government is arguing in its case against Tornado Cash and the implications it could have on the crypto industry at large. First, a quick word about another type of uncorrelated asset class. Check it out. Everyone who bought Bitcoin at 60K in 2021 had to wait over 3 years to see that price again, while people who actually locked in returns from crypto have had to retain them in other types of holdings that can potentially protect, if not grow, that wealth. This is why I've teamed up with Masterworks, who offer another alternative investment that's historically nearly uncorrelated to other markets and has outpaced the S&P 500 since 1995. In fact, it's something the ultra wealthy have used to protect and grow their wealth for decades and even centuries. Blue chip art. May sound crazy, however, as an investor with Masterworks myself, I now have access to securitized versions of the same whole blue chip pieces by artists like Banksy, Picasso, and more. They've already provided positive net annualized returns on each of their 21 exits, distributing tens of millions back to investors over the past few years. Without Masterworks, it seems almost impossible for an outsider or average investor like us to invest in art. But now, any type of investor, from Main Street to Wall Street, can include it as part of their individual portfolio. It tends to be a long-term investment and shares are limited, so as part of our partnership, our community has the opportunity to skip the waitlist to join Masterworks and start diversifying into art today by scrolling down and using the link below. Past performance is not an indicator of future returns, and you can see important Reg A disclosures at masterworks.com/CD. Cool. So the Tornado Cash lawsuit is an attack on the entire crypto industry. Even though the founders are fighting hard to get the lawsuit dismissed by arguing they are not a money transmitter, they never touch any of the funds, it's all self-custodial, and it's just a website where you interact with Web3 via the blockchain, the government doesn't care that they just had a website and is arguing that they operated the website and facilitated the transaction of money and value, therefore they are a money transmitter. Check it out. Here's a section straight from the government's opposition to Tornado Cash's argument. The definition of money transmitting in section 1960 does not require the money transmitter to have control of the funds being transferred. The definition extends to transferring funds on behalf of the public by any and all means. Under the ordinary meaning of the word transfer, there is no requirement that the transferor exercise control over the funds being transferred. For instance, in the very definition cited by the defendant, the word transfer means to convey from one person, place, or situation to another, or to cause to pass from one to another. These definitions do not require control over the thing that is being conveyed or caused to pass from one to another. For instance, a USB cable transfers data from one device to another, and a frying pan transfers heat from a stove to the contents of the pan, although neither situation involves exercising control over what is being transferred. So, where they are going with this argument actually casts a wide net over a bunch of ridiculous scenarios where pretty much everything and everyone, all of us, would be deemed as a money transmitter and would need to basically get licensed. Here are some memes that help put into perspective just how absurd this notion is. We've got this pile of frying pans and USB cables, aka unlicensed money transmitters. This random woman giving a homeless man some change, unlicensed money transmitter. When it comes to crypto wallet seed phrases, which if you don't know how they work, check out this video guide for beginners by clicking on the link above to have that eureka moment about how the tech works. And this meme, you're illegally transmitting money by whispering 12 words, aren't you? And we've got some neurons transmitting data. Unlicensed money transmitter. So we get the idea. The other part of the government's argument is that if a website or application with a user interface connected to the blockchain, routing transactions, even if it's all self-custodial, it qualifies as a money transmission system. This could affect decentralized exchanges like Uniswap and Oneinch, and much, much more. If the government wins this part of their argument, this could be bad. In fact, if you're a US citizen, you can't even access Oneinch without a VPN or virtual private network like NordVPN, which you can get for a nice discount using the link below. And as we've already mentioned, it could spill over into self-custody wallet providers like Coinbase Wallet and MetaMask, which is also under attack recently by the SEC. So yes, this lawsuit against Tornado Cash is probably the biggest case against the crypto industry right now. So we need to follow it closely, stay up to date on all the latest developments, which you can do by subscribing to the channel and clicking on the bell notification. And if we haven't yet, get yourself a cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. Capital controls are coming where the government will try to prevent us from leaving the US dollar system of control, bringing us all down with it. So as people in the crypto space, we need to make sure we are prioritizing security of our digital assets like Bitcoin by completely owning and controlling it with our own cryptocurrency wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's as slim as a credit card, extremely easy to set up, like literally just a minute or so. It also allows us to not only safely store and completely own and control our crypto, we can also buy, earn, transfer, and swap thousands of coins and tokens. Despite the dire news, the bull market rages on. So if you would like to increase your chances of making gains by buying and selling altcoins at the right time using the money line, check out this video. To learn more about how we can prepare for altcoin season and learn how to use DeFi or decentralized finance apps in Web3, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangent Wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.